Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. Today we have the results of an intense competition over the weekend, the Middlesworth Chip Eating Contest. And a local author found his recent memoir on NPR's National Books We Love list. It's Tuesday, December 2nd. Let's get into it. We'll start off with an update to a story you first heard about last week. Waverly Township canceled Monday night's planned hearing on a 12-cabin religious retreat and granted the rabbi zoning approval. WVIA's Isabella Weiss has more on the township's surprise decision.
Rabbi Benny Rappaport wants to build 12 cabins on his property, the Chabad of the Abingtons, to allow visitors to stay overnight during religious events. He needed zoning approval because township code only allows places of worship to have two homes for religious leaders and their families. But his lawyer, Matt Barrett, told WVIA on Monday that the township approved the rabbi's request last week. And their decision came before residents, including neighbors who were party to the hearings, were allowed to make their case for or against the project. The Chabad still needs approval from the Waverly Township Planning Commission to start construction. In Waverly Township, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella. Find the full story at WVIA.org. We're having our first snow of the season today, so it's pretty safe to say meteorological winter is here. That also means Pennsylvania residents may need some relief for utility bills. Increasingly, more people are struggling to pay their bills as the price of electricity soars. As Zoe Reed reports, many Pennsylvania residents can't be disconnected as of Monday.
Between December 1st and March 1st, utilities cannot shut off services for low-income customers. Charlotte Edelstein is a staff attorney at Community Legal Services in Philadelphia. She says the moratorium is needed now more than ever, as utility shutoffs have increased by 21% in Pennsylvania this year.
This protection is really important for so many people who otherwise might get a shutoff notice and have to choose whether to pay for other really important life-sustaining things during the winter. They might have to divert money away from that to pay to keep their heat on.
Households must be at or below 250% of the federal poverty level to be eligible. Residents are encouraged to pay their bills as they can during the winter to prevent a shutoff in April.
That was Zoe Reed reporting. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism at WVIA. We're inviting you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our Newsmatch campaign, we're working toward a $125,000 goal by December 31st, with special opportunities available throughout the campaign to help your support go even further. Donate now at wvia.org/match, and thank you.
Welcome back. Okay, so here's a really important question. How many Middlesworth potato chips can you eat in 5 minutes? That particular brand of potato chips found only in Pennsylvania draws snackers and spectators to answer that question every year. WVIA's Haley O'Brien takes us to the Middlesworth Potato Chip Eating Contest.
28 brave contestants gathered around a table. In front of them was a bag of Middlesworth potato chips and a bottle of water. Bill Beggs has done this three times before.
The goal is to get a bag and a half down in 5 minutes. So by the last 2 minutes, it's a grind.
Northeast Snacks hosted the 10th annual event Saturday morning at Sabatini's in Exeter. The company ships snacks like Middlesworth all over the country. Emceeing the event is Brian DeMattei, host of DeMattei's Food Fight podcast, and very familiar with the local food scene.
We're blessed to be in northeastern Pennsylvania in the food culture that we have.
In the end, Tristan Fry of Edwardsville was the winner for the fourth time. He set a record this year.
I got 16.15 ounces. He said that the previous record was 16, so feeling pretty good. My mouth is bleeding.
Good job, everyone.
In Luzerne County, I'm Haley O'Brien, WVIA News.
Thanks, Haley. The Middlesworth Potato Chip Company was founded in 1942 in Snyder County. The plant in Middleburg ships to 11 distributors around the state. You can find this full story with photos at WVIA.org. All right, one last thing for you today. Get ready to add to your to-be-read pile. NPR's Books We Love is out, and it brought a surprise for one local author. I've got a special edition of Bookmarks to tell you all about it. NPR's Books We Love list is here with 384 books to peruse. It's the massive version of what we do with bookmarks. NPR staff and critics send in their favorite reads of the year. Then, as NPR Book of the Day host Andrew Limbong says, it takes a lot of spreadsheets to create the final interactive list.
Every year around, I think like late September, early October, an email goes out to everyone at NPR. So this request doesn't just go to the culture desk. It doesn't just go to our book critics. It goes to producers, editors, people on the business side, people in the finance department. And we ask them, like, what are some of your favorite books that you've read this year? And so then we get like a deluge of book recommendations, and then we all have to, and then the said spreadsheet battles commence, right?
He says Books We Love isn't about picking out the top 10 books of the year. It's about letting people talk about the books they enjoyed the most.
And what we're saying isn't that, like, these are the 10 best books of the year, you know? What we're saying is, if you're looking for something to read, you are 99% likely to find something in here for you.
Tucked into this year's list was a surprise for one local author, Susquehanna University professor Lawrence Roth.
I had a moment and I started looking through it, and I was floored to see that my book was on it. And I just took a double take and then realized that it was one of the biggest honors that I could have imagined for my book.
Roth published his memoir, Unpacking My Father's Bookstore, through Rutgers University Press this year. In the book, Roth describes his life growing up in his father's independent bookstore, J. Roth Bookseller of Fine and Scholarly Judaica.
It was a microcosm of the L.A. Jewish community from 1966 to 1994, and it also reflected the acculturation of my father's generation of American Jews to the United States. So in thinking about how to write about that, I wanted to tell a history of the store, but I also needed to include myself in it.
Roth's book was nominated for the list by Marcella Davison Aviles, a book critic and producer with Tomcat Media.
I felt really, really fortunate that the book had gotten the notice of Marcella Aviles, who saw in it, I was really happy to see, exactly what I was trying to do. So I thought, there you go. Sometimes you write, you don't know who it's going to go to, and then things like this happen, and you realize my book has safely gotten to the people that I was hoping it would get to.
Limbong says Roth's experience is exactly what Books We Love is meant to do.
Honestly, I think why it resonates with people is because of its size, is because there's so many books in there, and it's because it's a very democratic way of doing a year-end list, right? If and this, it's like you're if you're into reading at all, no matter what type of book you're into, you'll probably find something that you've read and loved, and so their chances are that you'll find something else you'll love.
Now, when deciding what he'll include in Books We Love, Limbong thinks about the books he can't get out of his head.
My criteria for that is, am I still thinking about it months later, right? So we get a lot of advanced copies of books. So I'm reading books, you know, months ahead of time. If I read a book in March, in February, and I'm still thinking about that in September, in October, even if I didn't love it at the time I'd read it, that means I'm still thinking about it. I'm still chewing on it. It's still like stuck in my teeth like a piece of meat. And I think that's a great way of a book saying, hey, I'm worth, you know, revisiting in a year and to include on your list.
You can find Books We Love through Stories on WVIA.org. And check out bookmarks for all the books your neighbors and fellow WVIA listeners have been loving this year. Our year-end list is sure to be a good one. So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the day? Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.